MPS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Walt.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I wish I could be with you, though, and be loving you and everything.
Is that right?
Making love with you.
Yeah.
Rubbing your chest.
Been swimming?
No, I don't know how to swim.
I've been swimming.
You swimming?
Yeah.
You got a pool?
Yeah, been swimming in my birthday suit.
When was your birthday? When was your birthday?
You got to be kidding me. MPS, hello.
Yes, I'd like to hear that new song the Running Mills Slap got out.
Who?
Running Mills Slap.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
The new sound of 68 Country. That's brand new Donna Fargo. It's called Daddy 442. Coming up, Conway Twitty, Elvis, Moe and Joe, and Charlie Pride. And Lieutenant Robert Carter will be here in a few minutes to tell us about that five-car accident at the corner of Hollywood and Union Avenue. With 68 Country. That's Charlie Pride. All right. Walt Jackson here along with Lieutenant Robert Carter.
Good evening.
I do not believe what's happened to the president. He got himself in a hairy situation.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Another thing, boy, you notice he's been in a lot of boats lately.
Uh-huh.
That's awful strange, too. But in case you haven't heard, a rabbit chased the president while he was fishing in a boat in Plains, Georgia yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, the rabbit, believed to be a Bella Abzug advocate, which the president later guessed was fleeing in panic from some predator, actually swam towards a canoe from which Carter was fishing in a pond.
Uh-huh.
He said it. Now, listen to this. He said it was hissing menacingly, its teeth flashing, and nostrils flared, making straight for the president.
Yeah.
Woo. Now, this happened the day after he visited Studio 54 with Hamilton Jordan, you understand. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
There, okay. Well, some of his White House staff thinks that he's lying.
I understand.
Now, everybody knows rabbits don't swim, said one former doubter.
Uh-huh.
But Carter, stung by his skepticism from his inner circle, ordered a print of the photograph to offer as proof. And the picture of the president showed he only had one oar in the water. 68 Country, Walt Jackson at 4:53. And here's Elvis. 4:56 on the new sound of 68 Country. This is Walt Jackson. Meteorologist Tim Campbell says that a wide band of scattered thunderstorms continue to move across northeast Arkansas, and with a leading edge of the band from Heber Springs to Searcy to Four City and just north of Memphis along the Mississippi River. Now 81 degrees and rain at 68 Country. 68 Country, on your way home, it's 5:16. This is Walt Jackson along with Lieutenant Robert Carter. I forgot to ask you, and for those of you who don't know, Metro Aviation moved their location from out at the airport to out near the penal farm.
Uh-huh.
In fact, you're right next to the sheriff's pistol range, right?
Right.
All right, how you like it out there?
Oh, it's nice.
The sheriff's pistol range, that's still in operation, isn't it?
It's still in operation.
That's right. That's where the sheriff's department practices softball, don't they? 68 Country. The new sound of 68 Country. Jim Reeves. Hi, this is Walt Jackson on your way home, 5:23. Let's jump over to the phone.
68 Country, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
All right.
Lordy, lordy.
You
I'm
know
doing...
something?
What? No.
Yes, rabbits do swim.
I don't believe rabbits do swim.
I think that if you get out them with one of them shotgun with double R buckles, I think he'll swim.
I'll tell you what I think it is. I think the president has been out on the boat too long with only one oar in the water. If you're making plans, meteorologist Tim Campbell says a slight chance of showers tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow with afternoon showers possible. Low tonight, 73. High tomorrow, 95. 81 degrees and raining on the all-new sound of 68 Country. 68 Country, Dave and Trigger. Boy, they've been sparkling lately. And just got done taping Nashville Salutes the USA at Opryland, so we'll be looking forward to seeing that in the near future. Coming up for you, we're going to be tracking with Linda Ronstadt. The Bellamy Brothers will be here in Conway at 5:31 with news, weather, and sports. Here's Linda Page.
It's 84 degrees.
The new sound of 68 Country. I just thought of something. It's a little bit scary. You know, Linda Ronstadt could be the next first lady. You realize that, Jay Bird?
Yeah, I mean, just think how neat that would be to send her over overseas.
Well,
show one of those mini skirts.
No, what
I'm told a comedian have an epileptic fit or something.
No, that's not what I'm thinking about. What I'm thinking about, you know, Jerry Brown could be the next president of the U.S. That's a possibility. And there's got to be a first lady if he's going to be president. So, Linda and Jerry, I'm just speculating now, would probably get married.
They'd have to get married.
Though I still can't imagine Jerry Brown being president, because that'd be the guy I'd visualize going to Studio 54, you know. The new sound of 68 Country, 546, along with Lieutenant Robert Carter. This is Walt Jackson. Are you planning to go to the Memphis Music Heritage Festival?
I'm planning on it.
It's this weekend. It's going to return to the Mid-America Mall. A live variety of music from country to blues to gospel to jazz. It'll be from 1 to 9:30 in the evening. Climaxing the festival will be a spectacular fireworks display over the Mississippi River at 10 o'clock Sunday evening. Mm-hmm. That'll be directly following the next softball game between the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department.
Isn't it about time you had your family framed?
And this is take two. And finally, we try to get it together with take three.
Isn't it about time you...
Walk out of the room. Let it roll. Go on. Get out of the room, quick. I'll be through in a second. I know it.
Isn't it about time you had your family framed in a photograph? It's a wonderful...